There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I love you. I love you.
Like on trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
You know what that means, Bob? It's time for the latest edition of the Limitless Express. Hop on board. What do we got, big boy?
Let's do it. For January 30th, happy February tomorrow, Nick Sirianni says that he's well aware of the rule that could have allowed the referees to award the Eagles a touchdown in the NFC Championship game and was discussing it with the officials on the sideline. How about that? And there's also one more day in January. February begins on Saturday, as I correct myself.
Bob, would you like to comment on that?
I'm just, as I said yesterday, I'm not a big fan of the tush-push, so for me, I'd rather just get it out of the game altogether.
Get what out of the game altogether?
Aren't you talking about jump when...
Yeah, the tush-push.
Yeah, the
tush-push. Sirianni knew
he that... He could cost himself a touchdown by keep jumping over, you know? If you do that strategy...
Did you see Belichick said that the Steelers were almost guilty of this once? He said he was on Inside the NFL... They were talking about this idea of just awarding a team a touchdown for whatever, like making a mockery of the game or something. He said, I learned that from a trick your Steelers used to pull, talking to, I don't know who he was talking to when he says your Steelers, maybe Ryan Clark. Back when those PATs were on the 2 yard line, score tied, end of game PAT to win, and the corner would jump offside and go block it. Be offsides by 2 yards, and now it's kind of in the head of the kicking team. What's going on here? And they do it again, Belichick said, and again. They try to beat the count until it was kicked or they blocked it and they weren't offsides. And he said there was a judgment by the referee. If you do this again, we're just going to make the extra point good because they're kicking from the one-inch line. That's what Belichick said. I wasn't aware of that, Bob. Were you that the refs told them that?
No, I didn't know that at all.
Holy horse
Belichick
follicles.
Has been very good. He was on Sirius Radio yesterday. He said he thinks it's a player's award and they should change the name of the Lombardi Trophy to the Brady Trophy.
Why don't we talk about that in a minute? He said to Ryan Clark, I don't want to name names, but the Steelers did it. How about that? You didn't know that, Limits, did you?
No, I did not. That's pretty fascinating.
Do you want to go to Bob's topic now about the Tom Brady Trophy?
I would love to.
Please
Bob?
Explain what happened,
no,
Bob.
He was just talking about... I think he was on with Jim Gray, and they were going back and forth about how important the players are. And he, surprisingly to me, kind of took all the emphasis off of himself. He said, I don't care what coach you are, you got to have quarterbacks, specifically number one, but good players. Rattled through his players, and then he was pressed about the trophy name. He said, well, if it's a player's award, then it should be named after a player. All due respect to Lombardi, but he should call it the Tom Brady Award because he won more of these than anyone.
See, when I heard this yesterday, it wasn't like Belichick went on the air with some big idea to make it the Tom Brady Trophy.
No, it was part of a conversation.
A conversation where somebody said to him, well, maybe you should name it after this guy. And then Belichick, I thought laughingly and half-jokingly said, well, then call it the Tom Brady Award. He's
maybe
the guy that won it seven times. That's how I took it. I thought it was taken out of context, Bob, by people. But
like
it,
me.
But, well, maybe by you, too. But you're going to take the name of the award away from Vince Lombardi?
No, you're not.
I don't think Belichick was
His point
serious.
Was that the players, I think he, you know, in a kind of a refreshing moment, he acknowledged that he wouldn't be the coach he was without guys like Tom Brady and the rest of the people.
Yeah.
You know, so that normally, you know, coaches don't go that far. He did. So I thought that was very interesting.
So after he said that, after Belichick said it's basically a player's game, I don't go out there and kick. That was right. Vinatieri in the snow, blah, blah, blah. It's important to note that Jim Gray then jumped in and said, well, yeah, but they don't name it the Bart Starr Trophy. It's the Lombardi Trophy. And to that, Belichick said, well, maybe they should name it the Brady Trophy. He won seven of them. I took it more as a joke. Silly
Probably.
Me.
I did too. More of a joke than anything. And they're not going to realistically do that. They're going to never rename the trophy.
And the ownership group won't fly.
If you were going to name it after a player, however, would it be Brady, the Tom Brady Trophy? Would that make sense, Bob?
I guess. I mean, nobody's won more than he's won.
Soon it might be the Patrick Mahomes Trophy.
It could be. But you don't want to get into that thing and start changing names based on who does better than whom, right? Every year somebody comes along.
Yeah, I mean, Lombardi won the first two. He's a legend. He ushered in the Super Bowl era,
right.
And they
There's
named
a lot,
the trophy after
Exactly.
Him.
There's a lot to do that. But I found that interesting that I found him more kind of laid back and more willing to get into conversations that normally as a coach you'd never see him get into. You knew there was more to Bill Belichick than what you saw in those weekly press conferences. So I see a relaxed guy now who's a totally different personality than he was as a coach.
Now, if we're going to rename a trophy in sports, how about the Larry O'Brien Trophy for winning the NBA title? Limits, you don't even know who Larry O'Brien was, do you?
No. I know the trophy's named that. Have not really researched Larry O'Brien other than he was in an early basketball times.
Bob, if I walked into an NBA arena and took 15,000 handed 15,000 people a sheet of paper. Do you know who Larry O'Brien was or no? 14,999 would say no. Why did they name a trophy after a commissioner? That's a trophy that should be named. Before he was commissioner of the NBA from 75 to 84, which as I recall, I don't know that those were the golden days of the NBA. He was the United States Postmaster General under LBJ. So, why is this trophy named after him? This should clearly be either the Bill Russell
Award
or
yes.
the Michael Jordan Award.
Well, I would go with Bill Russell.
Then name
You're
it the Bill Russell Award.
You're going to see how many did he win? 11 of them? I mean, he just...
It should be the Bill Russell Trophy.
Yeah.
Well, the MVP is named after Bill Russell.
Right, then name it the Michael Jordan Trophy.
I agree. The Bill Russell MVP Trophy. And then they should name it the Jordan... The Michael Jordan
Then name it the
trophy.
Red Auerbach Award.
Why not the Larry Bird Award?
Because he only won it a couple times and Magic Johnson beat him out.
Might end up being the LeBron Award at some point.
Hmm. No, I mean, I think honestly, it shouldn't be named after a guy that nobody knows what he did and he was only a commissioner. I mean, come on. Who cares that he was commissioner?
Yeah,
Bob?
I don't know. That was at a time when they probably felt, oh, we got to have an award, let's name it. He's the commissioner. We'll give it that. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. And most people today have no idea who he is.
Then you have the Stanley Cup. And then you have, that was named after Lord Stanley in case you
I like that
know,
one.
Yeah.
To me, that's still the best trophy out there. I love that trophy.
Oh, by far. Yeah. They don't take the Larry O'Brien Trophy on tour during the offseason, do they?
No.
They don't drink beer out of that thing. By far, though, I think second to the Stanley Cup, the greatest award, like trophy in sports, is the Pop-Tarts Bowl because it has an actual toaster in it. Did you see that thing, Bob?
I laughed when I saw that, yeah.
Did you see it, Limits?
Of course. You can legitimately make toast or Pop-Tarts in the morning.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or with waffles. Your Pop-Tart trophy.
Or waffles, or I waffles. Think.
Just don't pour any syrup into the nice little trophy.
Bob smelled like syrup last week. Everybody was sniffing him in the office.
Oh, I remember. And you'll hear the promo coming out very soon that has that audio.
What?
Really?
Yeah, it's a promo we made.
Can I hear it first so I can tell you I want to do away with it?
Sure, Bob.
Do you have it now?
Yeah, I actually do. I clipped it up today.
Oh, wow.
If you will give me 30 seconds and I will pull it here.
See, they should name it the Bob Pompiani Trophy. Instead
that's
of the Whitfield football team should get the Bob Pompiani Trophy. Do you agree?
No.
Here is our newest promo for Bob.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. The Bob and Joe Show, weekdays 10 to 2.
I had a cologne that I am very proud of. I think it smells good, and everybody says I smell like pancake. It's not a pancake.
He does. He smells like syrup. Did you sniff him on the way by?
Yeah, I sniffed him.
I have never been sniffed this much before in my life.
Can you like really? I like it.
It's called House of Pancake. He does smell like syrup. Everybody was, it was like a dog walking, and everybody was sniffing him. It was unbelievable.
I miss those days.
Joe Show weekdays 10 to 2 on Bob. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You like that, Bob?
That's a keeper. House of Pancake.
Nothing's off limits when you come into this room, is that?
That's because we have Limits sitting right in there.
Nothing's off limits.
Limitless.
Was it Tyler who said, I sniffed him?
Yes.
That was great. What's next, Limits?
All right. A story from Pro Football Talk says that there might be a complication to a potential Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson reunion. Pro Football Talk had a story that came out a couple of years ago. It was a tidbit in early 2023 that Russell Wilson reportedly tried to get Pete Carroll fired by the Seahawks before Wilson was traded to the Broncos in 2022. But Wilson, through a lawyer, called the story entirely fabricated. But it's still part of their history. Could that be something that holds up a potential reunion in Vegas, Joe?
Hold on a second here.
I apologize. Tom Brady has a lot of say in this, apparently, which is interesting to me because it's like a conflict where he is, what he's doing. And it seemed to me that, what? You said, hold on.
Yes,
I was going to give you some time to do what you're doing.
All hell's broken loose
over here.
Don't
we have a communication here?
There's a Tanya Harding video out. Have you seen this, Bob?
I mentioned her earlier, didn't I?
Yes.
Is it fake, or am I just going to be sucked into another one of an AI?
Bob got sucked into an AI hoax today.
And the crazy thing about the Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen pictures, they're sitting on like a little sandbank and smiling.
Right. I didn't look that deep into it. I just saw them on vacation. They look real to me, so go ahead.
It's like an engagement photo.
She says, hi, everyone. She's trending. I can't believe that you mentioned her today, and now I see she's trending.
What does she look like? I haven't seen her in
Here's
how many
the thing,
years.
And I put this out here first. I look horrible. I'm aging like the Wicked Witch of the West. But Bob, she looks like she's 110 years old. It's unbelievable.
She's gone through a lot of stress, you know.
I know she has. I told you about the movie, I, Tonya. It's a great movie. She says, hi, everyone. I finally figured out how to make an account on here. I'm very excited to reconnect with you all. And there she is talking. And it's unbelievable. It really is. All these years later.
Does Nancy Kerrigan follow her?
I don't know. I don't know. But there she is. Okay, next. What were we talking about?
No thoughts on potential Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll complications?
Well, I do remember that now that you bring it up. I remember that there was an issue where people thought he tried to get him fired, like you mentioned. I don't think that would sit well with the head coach, would it?
Do you think that would hold up a potential? I mean, it seems like they've made peace about all of it.
Does it? I don't know.
I don't know about that either. Time may have softened it.
Didn't they get rid of Russell Wilson in Seattle?
They did, but I'm talking about like currently as it's constructed. I think it was Adam Schefter went on and said that their relationship is now better than what it was. So did time heal all wounds?
I guess time can soften. I don't know about healing.
I don't think it did. No.
All right. Next up, Liam Cohen, Joe. We were talking about this before. He was introduced as the new Jacksonville Jaguars head coach, the former OC of Tampa Bay, and he is getting criticized for saying this.
Duval.
What was he saying?
That's Duval County. That's Duval. Where they play. And everyone who's down there is proud of
like
Duval.
I like this. Did you guys not?
I did, but I mean, it's the way that he said it that was kind of strange.
Duval.
Like he's questioning.
I mean, it made social media waves, Bob. I like an original character.
I do. Dan Campbell was original when he had kneecaps going everywhere.
Do we have that one? The original kneecap?
That's far less than what Dan Campbell did. We all said, oh my goodness, he's going to.
Do you remember Sirianni's opening news conference?
Yeah.
He couldn't complete a sentence.
No,
it was like, how is this guy?
Some press conferences, some people don't, but I would never put too much into that.
Me neither. I mean, unless it's
for that reason, Sirianni.
Who's the guy who got hired at Pitt, who was basically fired 2 days after his news conference?
Oh, the Michael Haywood.
Yeah, that one. That was a bad opening, and you got a bad feeling, and it turned out real badly. Like
it didn't take
48 hours later. You have it, Limits?
Allegheny County. Can you imagine somebody saying that? Allegheny.
412, baby.
I like this guy. I think he's in a really bad place, though, and I don't think he's going to win there. Do you, Bob?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about him. I know that their quarterback is in place. He is the key. He has to play much better than he's played, but he has all the abilities, I think, to be a franchise quarterback. They took him one overall for a reason. He's not necessarily lived up to that. So if he can get him going in the right direction, yes.
One more, and then Bob has to go.
Dean Blandino, the former NFL senior VP of officiating, in the news again. He says that his brother, Dean's brother, believes the NFL is rigged and that he also believes that Dean signed an NDA preventing him from revealing it. What?
Nothing would surprise me in this world as it currently exists. I mean, we had Tim Donaghy basically didn't he admit in the end to fixing that Lakers-Sacramento game?
Oh, yeah. That was an interesting documentary.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
I mean,
he did.
Nothing would ever surprise me, and I don't think that that's true. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. However, if I'm trying to discourage somebody from being a conspiracy theorist, I'd have a real hard time based on the AFC title game and the game before that against the Texans. With everybody on high alert for both games, and especially the AFC title game, on high alert, you would think within NFL circles that, hey, a lot of people think we're basically fixing things for the Chiefs. Let's make sure we're on the up and up and call this thing straight. You saw what happened, Bob. You saw what happened in both those games. So yes, I'd have a hard time making a case against it, even though I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. But you know, the one thing was the fourth down spot. That should never happen. You know, that's one of those things that should be very easy to determine quickly, and it wasn't. And it had lasting implications on that game.
Yeah, so did the ball that hit the turf that was ruled a catch.
That's another one. I couldn't believe that either. I mean, when you see it, they say, well, it didn't move. It doesn't matter. If it hits the ground is helping you. I don't know. I just want to see a good game. If that's it, that's it. I'm not necessarily totally interested in this matchup in terms of, like, do I care about it? Yeah, I just want to see a good game. Do you? Do you have one way or the other you're thinking? I know what you think about Kansas City, so
I want to see anyone on earth beat the Chiefs. My daughter-in-law is from Philly and is a gigantic Eagles fan. I'm Philly all the way in this game, Bob. And I think most of America is, too.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Do you, Limits?
Yeah, as much as I don't want to root for Philly, I will.
My wife ordered an Eagles sweatshirt for herself, Bob. She's going to wear it for the game and then give it to our daughter-in-law. How do you like that?
That's good.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a re-gift to a different level of re-gifting. If you're going to wear it.
You might as well keep it. Is that what you're saying?
Keep it, yeah.
Did you wear the scarf that you re-gifted me, Joe?
No, and I notice you haven't worn the Moon Golf Club jacket ever that I re-gifted
Which supports my theory that this gift-giving can get a little out of hand.
Do you wear it at all?
Well, the reason why I haven't worn it yet is because that's a thinner jacket, and the jackets that I typically wear right now are a lot thicker.
That's fair, Bob. I'll accept that answer.
I don't know. We'll see. I haven't seen anything yet. And there's nothing worse than buying a gift for someone and it's discarded and you wasted the money. They could pretend they like it when they really don't.
I know.
If I gave you truth serum, Joe, would you say you liked the gift from Austin?
It's unbelievable.
Is it?
You saw it.
So
it was the Buffalo Bills.